Be Prepared by Gerard Foster. Episode 4, Girl Guides and Caves.
So I'll see you in the pub about 6 then, yeah? Oh, and what will you be wearing? Yeah, guide leader's uniform, of course you will. All right, well, I'll see you then, Jenny. Yeah, bye, Jenny. That was Jenny.
Sounds like you and her are getting quite friendly.
Well, our phone calls are getting longer, yeah, but it's a professional relationship, nothing more.
Well, I think you should have a shower at the least.
No, showers suppress a man's natural scent.
Yeah, that's why you should have one, Miles.
Look, this weekend's not about me copping off. This weekend is about Jason copping off.
Oh, shut up, no it isn't.
Yeah, you leave him alone. I'll make sure those nasty girls don't get you.
You blooming well won't, Dawn. This is his big chance. 15 girl guides, one boy scout, 2 wheels of steel on the Saturday night.
Oh, you're not doing a disco.
Certainly am. Take it from an expert, you can't fail to score.
Oh, talking of failure, I've got Steve a card, just to say sorry he failed his driving test.
He hasn't taken it yet, Dawn. Give him a chance. I mean, he passed that test the other day, didn't he? 2 million sperm in a square inch, eh?
Yeah, well, it doesn't make me any more pregnant, does it?
No, but at least we know there isn't a problem. Well, not with Stevie, anyway.
Yeah.
Stevie? You're right in there, pal.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll be out in a minute.
Just that you got your test in 15 minutes.
What's the point? I'm going to fail, aren't I?
Of course you're not, mate. Here you are. Have a drink.
I can't drink beer, can I?
Go on, Dutch courage.
Miles, I'm going to be driving.
No, you're not, Steve. I am.
What? No. No way.
That's completely illegal. We'd never get away with it. Would you really do that for me?
Well, it worked okay the other day, didn't it? Hey, Donny! He did it! He blooming well did it!
You lying toe-rag!
Oh, Dodge, she knows.
How long has this been planned behind my back?
Well, we just came up with it in the toilets today.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Jason moving to South Africa.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Brilliant?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go.
What, you're moving to South Africa?
No, I'm not, no. But Carol and Linda have found a nice big house out there with a lovely little B&B just down the road. So it's not like I'm never going to see Jason again, is it?
But she can't just take him away from me. I mean you.
Well, admittedly, next Tuesday is a bit sudden, but the sooner he goes, the sooner I can visit.
No, this can't happen. I won't let it happen. We have to fight this.
Dawn, don't make trouble. The house is on the market. They're going. That's it.
You don't know how much she wants for it, do you?
Now, this is a spare room where Linda sleeps. Clearly a very tidy woman. You wouldn't think anyone lived there at all.
Oh, I thought her and Carol were...
They are, Stevie, yes, but we don't make an issue of it.
You're, sure we're not intruding at all?
No, on the contrary, it's nice to be back. You'll note the survival-themed wallpaper there.
Well, we can always get rid of that, of course.
No, I think it suits the space dorm.
And through here, we have the master bedroom.
Right. Wow, yeah. I love the colour, Miles. It's warm and sexy and... I'm guessing Carol and Linda painted it.
Ah, Steve, it's fine. Things change. I've moved on. Well, I still can't believe what she's done to that veg patch.
Yeah, that patio really works, actually.
Well, that's about all there is to see, folks. So, Stevie, if you'd like to step this way...
What, into the cupboard?
Yeah, in you go, Stevie.
Miles, what are you doing?
Training, Dawn. It's all routine.
Miles, please, I don't like this at all.
Oh, all right. Blimey, hell. That small boys in there make less noise than you.
What are small boys in there for?
Same as Stevie, training for the caves.
Caves? What caves?
The ones we're taking these guides down tomorrow. I mean, I hope you're not going to embarrass me, Stevie.
Just please, don't ever lock me in a wardrobe again.
No, don't worry, you've done your bit. Jason, go on. In you go, son. So, if you see a lady in a girl guide uniform, it's either Jenny or some sort of strippogram.
Have you been to a gym, Miles?
Certainly not, no. Do I look quite toned, then?
Yeah, nice pecs.
Yeah, well, no woman wants to see breasts on a man. Although Carol never minded, of course.
It's that scout leader friend of yours, Miles.
What, Garth? Sad, isn't it? Looking for someone to talk to, no doubt. Oi, Garth, over here.
Miles, hello. I won't intrude.
Yeah, well, I'd ask you to join us, but I'm meeting a lady.
Oh, aye, aye. Off for a dirty weekend?
No, it's not like that, Garth. She's a very sweet girl. In fact, hey up, Stevie, here she comes.
What? Jenny Harris?
Do you know her?
Well, not as well as I'd like to, no. Used to be a bit of a goer, apparently.
Garth! Oh, my God, you look fantastic!
Well, so do you. I mean, wow. Long time no see, eh? So how long have you been going out with Miles, then?
Miles?
We'll let you get on then, Garth.
Oh, I see. No, God, no. I'm still young, free and single. No, Miles and I are doing a joint camp. Well, dorms. You know me. I like my bed.
Oh, so you've got some more members now, have you, Miles? Only last time I saw him, he only had one.
One? One scout?
We had a bit of a cull.
Oh, that's what you call feeding them all magic mushrooms then, is it? I mean, you know he's not even a leader anymore.
One mistake, Garth, in 40 years. And they call that justice. Just isn't, more like.
Look, sorry, do you realise I've got a whole bus full of girls out there?
Oh, do you hear that, Jason? You're in there, son.
No, look, just hang on a minute here, will you? I've turned up with 15 girl guides, some of whom I have to say are very hormonal. And in return, you're offering me one rather small boy.
No, I'm only winding you up, Jenny, love. No, Garth's going to bring some of his boys along.
Oh, well, it's all a bit short notice.
Oh, would you, Garth? Oh, you gorgeous man.
Well, I suppose I could rustle up 20 or so if Miles doesn't mind us tagging along.
No, not at all. I mean, we're all scouts together.
Although technically you are not, are you, Miles?
So do let your hair down, do make friends, but let's not have anyone going home pregnant. Well, except Dawn, of course, because she's been trying for ages. Oh, and Garth has promised he'll stay away from the sheep.
Oh, that's original, Miles, yeah. Oh, very funny.
So for every cup and plateful, Lord, make us truly grateful. Amen.
Mmm. Oh, top bit of Flanders, Dawn. Thank you.
Well, Jason helped me, didn't you, Jace?
Yeah, well, Jason shouldn't be stuck in the kitchen. He should be out here chasing tail.
Well, it looks like my boys are getting stuck in.
Yes, I think the chap over there's got his admirers.
Well, that lanky crazy face? No chance, mate. No, I don't think much of your lot at all.
Leave off, Miles. What about that boy over there?
Nah, too hairy.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about that one, then?
Nah, too immature. Hey, Jason, what about that blonde one there?
Yeah, I suppose he's quite good-looking.
No, the girl, Jason. What do you think of the girl?
She's all right.
OK, leave it to me. I'll arrange a little trip down the caves.
Oh, now, you know those caves are out of bounds, Miles.
Yeah, well, me and Stevie will be going down there, I'll tell you.
Well, we probably shouldn't if they're out of bounds.
Mm. You're not scared, are you, Stevie?
Me? No, not at all.
I mean, after you did so well in your driving test, I thought you'd have nothing to fear.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want.
Hey, that's the Stevie we know and love.
OK, so, after dinner, kids, we'll be going down the caves. See if we can catch the beast.
Beast? What beast?
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. It's just a child-eating monster. That's all. That's only if you eat your pudding. So.
Sorry to throw a spanner in the works, Miles, but I thought we might have an early night.
What, tonight? I mean, really? Well, we've all just got here.
Well, let's give it an hour or so and then go to bed.
Well, all right, yeah, okay, why not? Actually, Steve, we'll do the caves tomorrow. Oh, and Dawn, you were wrong about that shower.
So how's my favourite kitchen goddess?
Washing up for 40, Steve.
Well, you always said you wanted a large family.
Yes, I didn't say I wanted your hands down my trousers.
Right. OK, fine. Just warming them up.
Well, it's pretty cold down there, I'm afraid.
Sorry, I assumed we'd be trying again, you know? Now I've been given the all clear, so to speak.
Yeah, and how do you think that makes me feel?
Happy? Relieved? More than ever in love?
Oh, you're loving this, aren't you?
Loving what?
Loving the fact that it's all my fault.
It's not about whose fault it is, Dawn.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say you passed your test, which means it must be me then, mustn't it?
Well, maybe they got the test wrong. Maybe they got two samples mixed up.
Are you trying to tell me there's been some sort of mistake?
Well, no, I'm saying it wouldn't actually matter. If there had been, you know, I mean, you'd still want to be with me, wouldn't you? Even if I had no sperm at all.
Are you fertile or aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Great. I mean, great. I mean, well, for you.
Lights out then, girls. Come on, into bed, Sarah.
Or the beast will come and tickle you.
You probably shouldn't be going in there, really.
Oh, I'm an old hand at getting girl guides into bed. I mean, that is, you know, making them quiet. God, I can't wait for later, Jenny.
Yes, look, about this early night, I wasn't meaning the two of us go off by ourselves.
No, oh, absolutely no. We've got to be sociable, have a few drinks. Not a word to the others. When I cough three times, you've pulled, right?
Well, that's the boys' dorm out for the night. Right, let's crack open the beers in, eh? Stevie, music. Dawn, to the games cupboard. Garth, feel free to go to bed.
Oh, no, I'm up for a game or something.
Oh, get in. So you fancy your chances?
Bring it on.
Right, there's Jenga, Monopoly, or a ball of plasticine.
No, put the kids' stuff back in the cupboard, Dawn. Stevie, go and get the cards.
So, have you got Mr. Bull the Butcher?
Yes, I have, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Oh, no, come on, Miles.
No, you have to say, please, could I have? That's the rules.
Oh, for God's sake, man, just give me the card.
Actually, I don't have Mr. Bull, come to think of it. So, Garth, please, could I have Mrs. Bull and Miss Bull? Steve, I'll take Mr. Bull off you, thank you. And that, my friends, is another happy family.
Wow. That's extraordinary. How'd you do that?
Well, you know, it's mainly luck, you know. So, what do I win?
Right, well, I think I'm gonna hit the sack.
Oh, hello. I'll see you in there. Yeah.
You all right, Mars?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you, Stevie, yeah. Although, I think we'd better discuss sleeping arrangements.
Well, myself and Steve are in the room on the left.
Oh, OK. Would there be room for one more in there with you?
You can come in the other room with me and Jenny, if you like.
Oh, thank you, Garth. That's very kind. Only it might be a bit of a squeeze with the three of us.
Well, there's not really any other option, is there?
Well, one of us could always go and sleep in the toilet block and let the other two get on with it, Garth.
Get on with what?
Don't be so dense. There's been signals and song going on all evening.
Well, I have noticed the odd bit of footsie, I suppose. It just seems to be, a bit soon to be making a move.
Oh, she's clearly a bit of a goer.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, yes. Damn it, seize the demon.
You gotta grab that bull by the horns when you can, eh?
You know, the funny thing is, I thought you liked her.
Well, I do, yeah. I like her a lot.
And yet here you are setting her up with me. Now that is the action of a true scout, Miles.
What, me? What, you? You're going to sleep with Jenny.
Absolutely. And it's all thanks to you.
Who's there? Who is it?
Dad, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm guarding the cubicles, you know. So if you're meeting a girl in here, hey, well done.
I just couldn't sleep, that's all.
Yeah, well, all that skirt next door, I'd be up.
No, I just sort of keep thinking about South Africa.
Bet you do, mate. Hey, I tell you, that is proper scouting. Out on the plains, tracking wild animals, none of this sleeping in dorms and toilets.
Do you not wish I could stay here with you?
Well, the floor's a bit smelly, but you can if you like.
No, I mean in England.
Oh, no, you go for it. I mean, it's no skin off my nose if you bugger off, is it?
Night then, Dad.
Yeah. Night, Jace. Ah, morning, Donnie. How are your eggs?
Scrambled, as you can see, Miles.
Oh, morning.
Oh, well, hello, hello. And how was it for you then, big boy?
Oh, Miles, I'm such an idiot. I mean, what the hell did I think I was doing?
Oh, she didn't give you the knockback, did she?
No, we've been at it all night.
So not a complete disaster, then?
No, but what if word gets back to the parents? I mean, it's all just so unprofessional, isn't it?
Morning, girls!
girls. Morning, boys.
Just going for a quick shower, Garth.
Right.
Oh, Miles, what am I going to do?
Well, you'll just have to make sure it doesn't happen again. Ever.
Yeah, you're right, yes. I'll talk to her later. Maybe take a picnic up the woods.
Oh, yeah, well, why not take the whole afternoon off? Leave me with 40 kids to deal with.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, Miles. I mean, you won't do anything foolish, will you?
So grab yourselves a torch and a nice warm jumper, and I'll see you all up at the caves in 5.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Well, Garth and Jenny left me in charge, Dawn, so I'm all to blame if it all goes wrong.
There isn't really a beast, is there, Miles?
Of course there isn't, you Wally, no. That's what the costume's for, isn't it?
Right.
Sorry, can we just run through this again?
Oh, for goodness sake, Stevie, it's perfectly simple. You go into the cave on your own.
Right, yeah, you see, that's already a problem.
Stevie, I've told you already, there is no beast. It's just a stupid little story that's been made up by grown-ups for the sole purpose of scaring young children. And that's a tradition I'd like to maintain.
All right, fine. So I go a little way in?
No, all the way in, Stevie, as far as you can. I will then lead the kids into the cave, you jump out from behind a rock, and they run screaming back to the top. Or, of course, stay and fight if they want to. I'll be handing out weapons before you go in.
Whoa, weapons? What sort of weapons?
Well, just sticks and stones and bows and arrows.
Look, surely you'd like to play the beast.
No, if it's your lovely. Come on, give us a growl.
No, I'm really not at all happy about
this. You want Dawn to know who took those tests?
All right. I'm going in.
Go on, keep going.
Right. I'm in. Ah! I'm out again.
Stevie!
There was something moving, I swear on my life. There is some sort of beast in there.
Hello?
Hello?
Miles, is that you?
Yes, it is. So, how's the little talk going with Jenny?
Oh, very well, thank you. Oh, amazingly constructive. You weren't about to bring the kids down here, were you? Oh.
This is DJ Milo in the van. Are we having a good time? Well, I'm not doing this for my own enjoyment, am I? Come on, the least you can do is dance. Blimey now, I mean, come on, Jason, don't be shy. There's 15 girls there all in mufti. I mean, when I was your age, they'd be beating me off. Anyway, this is Kajagoogoo. Right, Stevie, Dawn, we're going to need some more booze.
Well, there's still a few beers in the fridge, I think.
You can't give beer to children, Steve. A spot of vodka in the punch, they'll be well away.
What are you talking about? You can't spike their punch.
Well, look at them, they're having a miserable time.
Try not talking over the music.
Look, Stevie, take my car and get down the off licence.
What, you want me to drive on my own?
Is that a problem?
Well, no, I mean, I passed my test, but I think Dawn's right, actually, Miles. I mean, maybe feeding them vodka isn't a great idea.
Actually, I think they should go.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be nice to see you drive, Steve, without Miles holding your gear stick for you.
So, gear, mirror, indicate, signal...
He took it for you, didn't he?
Yes, all right. He took the test for me. The driving test, that is. That's the one I'm confessing to.
Well, what other test are we... He took your sperm test?
No, God, no. I mean, no way, never.
Well, it might not matter now, anyway.
What do you mean?
I'm a day late.
Oh, my God. Oh, baby, yes!
It's not definite, Steve.
No, I know. Absolutely. Can I tell Miles?
No.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Hey, 9 months from now, I'll be driving you to hospital.
Yeah, I'm thinking we might get a cab.
Okay, we're going to slow things down a little now. Yes, it's time to get up close and personal. So come on, I want to see some smooching. Now. Please. Jason, that's it, on your feet. Look at that, Jason's leading the way here. He's walking cool as you like towards the girls and out the door. Oi, Jason, come back here. Oh, for God's sake, will someone please start dancing?
Well, I suppose me and Jenny could start things off.
Oh, so you're back finally. How were the caves?
Oh, fantastic. We got really deep in.
Yeah, they just went on and on.
Well, I was wondering if you could have a word with that blonde girl.
Just tell her to give my Jason a snog.
Oh, to be honest, I don't want to get involved.
Look, that's why we're here, to give the kids a good time.
Yes, I just think she could do better, that's all.
Right, I tell you what. You just enjoy yourselves. I'll play the records. You dance along.
Well, if that's all right with you, then fine. Come on, Jenny, let's show them how it's done.
So, we have our first couple on the dance floor, and don't they look a picture, boys and girls? Of course, they didn't look so lovely earlier today when they were rutting like animals up in the caves.
Miles?
Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell them that, was I? Oh, well, that's me, isn't it? Always cocking it up. Not like you, Mr. Garth Baden-Powell. Well, how about I phone the district commissioner and tell him exactly what you've been up to?
Well, he'll probably want to know what you're doing here, Miles, seeing as you're not even a leader anymore.
Oh, what's he going to do, Garth? Ban me again? I mean, I've already lost my licence. You've still got yours, just about.
You slimeball rubbins! You wouldn't dare!
Just get out of my party, Garth, and take your bum-flut misfits with you. Jenny, you and your girls can stay.
So it's just the four of us again?
Well, five maybe, eh, Dawn?
Really? You think that blonde girl might come back for Jason?
He didn't fancy her, Miles. He didn't fancy any of them. He just wants to spend his last weekend without being pressured into things he doesn't want to do. Hey, let's go skinny dipping.
Ooh, shut up.
Hey, I've got a better idea. Let's go down the caves.
I think I might hit the sack.
Stevie, you're visibly shrinking.
There was an animal in there.
Yeah, Garth, and what's her name?
No, I saw something in there, some sort of animal. There was definitely something moving in the shadows.
Well, in that case, we're definitely going down there.
No. No way. I'm sorry, Miles. This is one lunatic expedition too far.
Well, frankly, Steve, I'm surprised you're so scared. I mean, you did your driving test all right.
Dawn knows, all right? You can't blackmail me now. Dawn knows everything.
What, even the sperm test?
No, she doesn't know that.
You lying git! He took it for you, didn't he?
Yeah, well, like you said, it doesn't matter, does it?
What, doesn't matter that you cheated on your wife?
Actually, no, because Dawn's pregnant now, Miles. So I'm as much of a man as you'll ever be, and I don't need to go down some cave to prove it.
Actually, Steve, I came on about an hour ago.
Wow, this is fun. Shall we go back out now?
No, come on. We haven't found this animal yet.
Well, do we really want to find it?
What do you think the bow and arrow's for, you pranny?
Can you not point it at me, please, Miles?
Oh, what was that?
Just a rat, Dawn.
A rat?
Yeah, well, caves are full of rats, obviously, Steve.
Well, I'll see you later. I'm getting out of here.
Not without a torch, you're not.
Right, Jason, give me that...
Oi, get off, Steve!
Step back or I fire.
Oh, for God's sake, Jason, just give me the torch.
Ow! Oh, my God, Jason!
All right, up you get, lad.
You've shot him! My God, he's got an arrow in his... Oh,
I'm in hell. Well, don't just stand there. Go and get help.
Am I allowed to take a torch?
Yes,
now?
Go on.
No, I'm not leaving Jason.
Go, please, just go. You're right there, Jason.
Ow. No, don't touch it.
Oh, blooming hell, Jace. You'll be all right, won't you, Day? We'll get you back home soon as, yeah? And then next week you'll be off to South Africa, eh, Jace? You know, that's where scouting began over there.
Dad, I don't want to go.
No, of course you do, mate.
I don't want to go. I want to stay here.
Look, your mum's going to live there, and that's that, isn't it?
Why can't I just stay with you?
Well, I don't know. Well, you wouldn't want to, would you?
I'd rather stay with you than go South Africa with mum and her stupid girlfriend. Ow!
Hey. Okay, take it easy. Well, if you don't want to go, then that's fine by me. Yeah, we'll fight him, Jason. Me and you, yeah? Don't worry. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going to die, Dad.
Of course you're not, no. I mean, you may lose your leg.
What?
I'm joking, son. You'll be fine. Scout's honour.
I can't believe he's gone. And he's not coming back.
Well, it's Miles that you've got to feel sorry for, really. I mean, he's lost his wife. He's lost his home.
Yeah, and we're not having him living in the spare room, Steve.
I never said we were.
Well, just don't even think about it.
He's just lost his kid, Dawn.
So have I.
You were one day late.
I'm talking about Jason. I really loved him, you know. There was a really special bond between us.
All right, here we go then. 3 pints of lager.
and a Coke for me little boy.
Oh, Miles. That is just so beautiful.
It's only a pint of lager, Dawn.
No, I mean buying a Coke for Jason, even now.
Well, he'll be here in a minute, so it saves getting up.
Sorry, I thought you said he'd gone to the airport.
Well, yeah, he went to say goodbye to his mum and Linda. You didn't think he'd gone for good, did you?
So he's staying here?
Yeah, well, that's what he wanted. Oh, here he is now, look.
Jason! Oh, my God, it's so good to see you!
So, you don't mind about the house, then?
What?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's the other good news. I'm moving back into my old house with Jason.
Well, that's our house, Miles. We had an offer accepted.
Well, you're welcome to stay in a spare room.
Oh, great.
Still, it's nice to have Jason back, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, Stevie, there was a moment in those caves when I thought we'd lost him, didn't I, Jace? Oi, Jason, I said we thought we'd lost you.
Dad, I'm texting.
Oh, girl or boy?
It's just that blonde one from the camp.
Hey, you see, I told you he was that chip off the old block. Hey, I tell you what, Jason, why not bring her along Sunday?
Oh, what's happening Sunday?
Ah, now that's a surprise.
I'm really not sure I'm up to this, Miles.
Ah, come on, Stevie, it's like riding a bike.
What, a bike with wings and a great big engine?
Look, I got her up, didn't I?
Yeah, well, you're a trained pilot. You are a trained pilot, aren't you, Miles?
Well, I got this manual off the internet, yeah, but, doesn't say anything about landing in it.
What, you brought it up here and you can't even fly?
I'm winding you up, Dawn, of course I can fly. Now, Stevie, just take the controls for me.
Miles!
Dawn, he's doing stunts already.
Miles, we're falling!
All right, straighten her up, Stevie, that's it, nice and steady. What, now, Jess?
Yes.
All right, fine. Everyone grab a parachute.
What? Parachute?
Not you, Steve. You've got to land the plane, haven't you?
But I can't fly, Miles.
We'll leave you the manual. Though you may as well wipe your arse in it, really.
Good luck, Steve. I'll see you down there.
What? No! Please, don't leave me.
See you then, Steve.
No! Don't! No! Miles!
God's sake, Steve.
Sorry, I just had a really bad dream. We were all up in this plane.
Steve, I'm trying to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. Dawn, you don't know what this surprise is, do you?
No, he just said, be prepared.
Oh, God.
That's it.
In Be Prepared by Gerard Foster, Miles was played by Kim Wall, Dawn by Emma Amos, Steve by Barnaby Power, and Jason by...